Well, this summer, KGNU has been taking a look at hunger and efforts to combat it. Next, we'll turn our attention to what has become a global project that has its roots here in Colorado, and it connects people with fruit that grows in their communities on trees that otherwise it would go uneaten. KGNU's Sarah Dalglish has more.
When most people think of foraging for food, they probably don't picture doing so on a busy street in downtown Boulder. Jeff Warner, an experienced urban forager, says that conception is wrong.
A lot of Boulder is old apple orchards. So those historic orchards that have been growing in Boulder since, I guess, settlers first came here. And they're kind of a resource that's underutilized or not utilized. And I mean, apples picked from a tree are quite a lot better than those from a store.
Jeff Warner is on the board of directors for an organization called Falling Fruit. The organization has created an online map of fruit-bearing trees and other food sources that are on public land so anyone can find them. Caleb Phillips and Ethan Wetley designed Falling Fruit as a way to share their passion for urban foraging. Wetley explains why he wanted to get others involved.
The more I was looking and keeping my eyes open for the possibility that I'm going to find fruit in the city, the more I discovered that there was a lot of fruit in the city to be discovered. It was this cycle of once I thought to look, I was seeing things I never noticed before. People were really surprised. Yeah, I was blowing people's minds every time I went out to forage, even though I was harvesting apples or cherries or things that people know from the grocery store, but somehow don't recognize if they see them in the city where we just don't expect fruit to be growing.
One of the goals of Falling Fruit is to change people's conception of what modern foraging looks like. This means the map has expanded to include resources other than fruit trees.
We really started with food-bearing plants specifically, but we allow a broader range of things than just that. We wanted to also provide a platform for dumpster divers, and that sort of created this completely different set of users, seeing the grocery store dumpster as essentially a tree that is in season year-round. Actually, water sources has become a big thing, so people mapping sources of potable water in cities, which is a very, very valuable thing to know if you are in need. You know, water fountains and springs and the various other sources of potable fresh water.
As the map grows, users have chosen to add some unorthodox food sources to it.
Recently, a user that appears to have made kimchi in an urn and then buried it somewhere and then added to the map saying when, you know, it would be ready to be unearthed, which I found fascinating.
Wetley says the diverse resources included on the Falling Fruit map reflect the various reasons people choose to include foraged food as part of their diets.
People use foraging and use Falling Fruit for lots of different reasons. On one end of the spectrum, maybe there's people for whom it's an adventure and it's a fun way to discover new corners of their neighborhood, wander into other neighborhoods, all the way to people who maybe have pensions that are too small. They need to stretch their pension and get access to fresh produce that they would have difficulty affording. There's lots of different reasons why people forage. We drive for and try to find ways to make sure that it's accessible to as many people as possible.
He says that one of his goals for all people who interact with the map is that they consider the possibility of growing more food in cities.
We haven't been designing cities and planting trees and landscaping in cities for food. Now we're starting to have the conversation, oh, well, maybe we should plant more food-bearing plants around us. And so the hope is that we can have more and more of that conversation and that in the future our cities can be producing more food for its residents than it does now, just simply by making different decisions about what we put into the ground.
Wetley is quick to explain he doesn't view this strategy as a solution to end all hunger, but says there are many opportunities to expand urban agriculture.
The city is a difficult place to grow lots of food, although I would argue that if we were deliberate about planting a lot more food-bearing plants in cities, even just where there's currently other things growing, you know, not displacing buildings, but filling the gaps between buildings and between pavement with more productive plants, we could generate a whole lot more food than we do now.
Moving forward, Wetley says Falling Fruit hopes to add more regulation of what is added to the map and a feature that will show users what plants are in season. He also hopes the organization can have conversations with city governments around the world about creating policy and programs involving urban agriculture. For now, he hopes users of the map get to see what he did when he began urban foraging.
A lot of people now live in cities, and they are separated from the origins of their food in many ways. Yet, we still have this opportunity to interact with plants in our cities in a very intimate and direct way by seeking them out, waiting for them to be in season, and harvesting them in a way that is respectful so that the plant will be able to produce the following year and so on. That's the vision of foraging that we're pushing forward.
For KGNU, I'm Sarah Dalgleish.
And you can find out more at fallingfruit.org. That's falling, F-A-L-L-I-N-G, fruit.org.